no need to the listeners.
Right. For the sake of us South Africans, you know, the Energy Master Plan, why is it important for us to know what exactly is it?
Just as we've got two plans that we are publishing or that we've put out for comments.
Mm.
The first one is the Integrated Energy Plan,
mm.
which basically is meant to provide a roadmap of future energy landscape for South Africa
yeah.
and guide future energy infrastructure investment and policy development. The second one is the Integrated Resource Plan, which yeah. specifically focuses on the electricity sector. It's important for the public to familiarize themselves with this document and give us comments because these are the documents that will eventually drive what happens in the energy sector in the country.
Okay. Where does this place the idea of nuclear? Because all the headlines seem to be mentioning that you're abandoning that idea for immediate implementation.
Okay. Thank you for raising that an opportunity to give some clarity.
Yes.
What has happened with regard to the electricity and Integrated Resource Plan, which is the electricity plan.
Mm.
You will remember that we promulgated a plan around 2011,
mm.
which is the plan that everybody's been talking about. But what goes into these plans are a number of assumptions, you know, macroeconomic assumptions, technology cost assumptions, demand assumptions, etc.
Mm.
And what has happened is that since 2011, a whole host of these assumptions have changed. And what we've done is we've revised, with the help of other institutions, we've revised these assumptions, and we have started to remodel or to re-look at the IRP. But you'll understand that planning is not an absolute science.
Mm.
It's based on a whole lot of assumptions that are highly contested. So what we've done as a department is actually put out these assumptions to the public to say, anyone who's got a different view in terms of the assumptions that we're using should actually engage with us through the different roadshows that we'll be conducting. But at the same time, what we've done is we've done what we call a preliminary base case. You know, I mean, to do the studies, you have a starting point. And what we've done, is done a starting point, but that's not conclusive in terms of the studies that we've done. And that initial study indicates that a whole host of thoughts or plans that we had in 2011 might have to be looked at. And it's not only nuclear, but a whole host of them, because things move around because assumptions have changed. You know, it's a pity that obviously nuclear is the one that has been picked on. But again, what we've done, and we've even shared, I mean, in the public, we've given another scenario that we've put out there to indicate that, look, I mean, if we use slightly different assumptions, you know, this picture could change completely. As an example, I mean, one of those scenarios that we put out there indicates that if we as South Africa, with regard to our commitment in terms of climate change, if we adopt the carbon budget approach in terms of meeting our targets, we will see nuclear coming in as early as 2026. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a pity that one scenario, you know, is being picked over the other. You know, so, but the reality is that there is no decision. What we have is basically one of the many scenarios that we'll be studying, and we're also going out to the public to say, if there are any other scenarios that you think we should consider, please let us know, so that when we come with the final plan around March next year, you know, we would have taken your views into account.
Okay.
And okay. The bottom line is that we believe that it's about the energy mix. It's not necessarily about one technology over the other.
All right, so it's out there now. You are consulting. How is that going to unfold? How are you going to do the consultations, the roadshows?
What we're doing is that we're aiming to reach out to the provinces of Gauteng, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and KZN before the 15th of December, and then we'll be going to the rest of the provinces during the month of January. But the documents will be published this Friday in the Government Gazette, but at the same time, I believe before the end of this week, all the documents will also be available on the Department of Energy's website for people to look at them and to look at the details and to inform themselves, you know, and, you know, to get the details so that they can give informed input into the process.
All right, let's have that discussion right there. Check out their website as well. I think it will be across the media as well. Jacob Mbale, Acting Director, General Programs and Projects, the Department of Energy. You know, fully said energy is quite interesting. Because, like, we're building these expensive power plants for ESCOM. Mm. And I'm thinking, let's suppose maybe one costs maybe 50 billion rand. And we have to pay for it, hoping that you will want electricity. And the next thing, 10 years from now, you're able to power your house with cow dung. Yeah, no. I don't underestimate how much energy is out there that we're tapping into. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, before you know it, the solar is just...
Yeah, I've seen like a shopping center where the entire parking lot now, the roof is made out of solar panels.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, you know, you could be sitting there thinking,